I'm Sarah Cahill, and with me on the phone right now is composer Regina Harris-Bayaki. Hello.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining me. This is the third time we've talked on the radio. You're in Chicago.
Yes.
We were connected by Jody Gandolfi. We had an interview about the African American Composers Initiative, and then I commissioned a new piano composition from you, which is so amazing. Piano Poems, I've played it a lot over the years, and the score says, with thanks to Jody Gandolfi. So yes. She makes so much happen. And your music is going to be featured in the concerts on January 27th and 28th. Tell me what it's like, what it's been like over the years working with this organization and what it's meant to you, and also the process of collaborating with these musicians.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me, Sarah. Working with the African American Composers Initiative over the past years has been a joy and a pleasure of mine. As Jody mentioned, she found me here in Chicago at the Columbia College's Center for Black Music Research, as she did some of the other composers that she mentioned. And so to have someone from so far away, whom I've never met, to play so much of my music is really an honor. And, you know, it seems like every time we think we're going to meet each other, something happens. And it's usually big things like a COVID, the shutdown,
yeah.
You know, those sort of distractions. But I have to give it to them. They're still, you know, very dedicated to this music. I'm grateful to hear that Ladoris not only answered the question, you know, do you know any music by Black composers, but that Jody stepped up and gave an answer and dedicated so much time to research and perform this music, because otherwise it's just ink on a page. And that's the composer's greatest fear, is that the music that we take time to write will never be heard.
Yeah. She mentioned a collection of African-American women composers,
mm-hmm.
published by Hildegard Publishing, and you have a piece in there which is an older piece, I think.
I do. I have a piece I wrote as a student,
mm.
and I think, total about six piano etudes, and that particular piece, Piano Etude Number 1 and Piano Etude Number 2, is subtitled, of course, it flew right out of my head when I said that, but I have it here in my notes, so I'll find it while I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
But it's a piece that has been very popular, which kind of surprised me, because it's based on a 12-tone scale.
Oh.
And so that's not usually things that people gravitate towards, but I think hearing Helen Walker Hill perform the piece, and she also recorded it, I think it made other people want to perform it. And so I'm grateful that, you know, she was able to do that. But it's Equipoise by Intersection.
Ooh.
And it's inspired by a poem by Paula McHugh, a poet that I went to undergrad with. So Equipoise by Intersection is set of two piano etudes that I wrote, and Helen Walker Hill recorded them on a CD that's now out of print called Kaleidoscope, and it's all music by Black women composers. Helen Walker Hill was very instrumental in researching and writing about Black women composers in a book called From Spirituals to Symphonies,
mm-hmm.
and I was one of the younger composers at the time who was written about in that book.
Amazing. And she was married to the composer George Walker, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Helen Walker Hill was married to the concert pianist and master composer George Walker, who's also the sibling of Francis Walker, who was a concert pianist at Oberlin. And then Gregory Walker is a violinist and a professor in the Colorado area. And then they have another son, Ian, who is in the San Francisco area. He is a playwright and an actor.
Ah.
So,
what's interesting, when I asked Jody and Ladoris about sort of various genres and not pigeonholing music. And that's, I think, very much true of you as a composer, that when we first were in touch, you said, well, do you like, you know, tonal or atonal? Or I mean, that the works we're going to hear by you are more, maybe someone would put them more in the jazz category, or I mean, but how do you think about, I mean, do you sort of think, well, this is classical music, this is jazz, this is 12-tone music, this is tonal music?
I try to leave those kinds of labels to the music theorist, but obviously, you know, I my degrees are composition and theory, so if I had to analyze music, I would use some of those terms. But as a composer, when I sit down to write, I just try to write really good music. I like writing music that people can relate to. I like for the music to be accessible. I'm flattered when people can walk out humming a tune. I'm flattered when people are emotionally invested in the music and that they trust me enough to listen to it and let me take them on my journey. So the two pieces that you speak of that Jody Gandolfi has programmed in the recent past and then for this concert, Farafina and Nili Sikia Sauti Kubwa. Now that's Swahili. I'll say it a little bit slower, then I'll give you the English translation and we can just speak in English from here on. But it's Nili Sikia Sauti Kubwa. And that means I heard a voice, or I heard a great big voice. And it's a poem that's pretty popular among you know, Swahili speakers. And of course, it's talking about the voice of the creator. And then I took it a step further and added a chapter in Revelations that kind of expands it and talks about, you know, war and overcoming adversity and that kind of thing. So, but if you want to speak about Nili Sikia, it's, you know, fine to refer to it as I heard a voice.
Ah, so these are two pieces, and we're going to listen to the two recordings. And I think, do you find that performers are as sort of flexible and multi-talented as the musicians in the African American Composers Initiative? That do you find that that someone who has a background in classical music can handle some of your jazz rhythms and vice versa?
Well, Nili Sikia, or I Heard a Voice, was actually commissioned by a woman named Atiano, who is from Kenya, and she speaks Swahili, which is a pretty common language on the continent of Africa across various countries. And I have to tell you, it's such a rich language. The man with whom I study Swahili speaks 17 dialects of Swahili. And that's just in one country, in Congo. So when you go to Kenya, it's still Swahili, but, you know, slightly different. And Atiana was an alto who did some study, but she did not consider herself, if I'm not mistaken, she didn't consider herself a professional musician. But she just loved his poetry, and she asked a friend, do you know anybody who could write this piece for me? And so a friend from Germany put us together. And I don't know if Atiano ever sang I Heard a Voice. I know she hasn't not done it in the U.S. because she's only been here a few times. So I said that to say it's a piece that a musician without any formal training can handle, but also obviously someone who is a trained vocalist can do it without any problem at all. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, and this has an unusual combination, tenor, trumpet, chimes, and piano. So how did that come about?
Well, you know, when you look at the words, I heard a great big voice who was a high tempo saying to the angels, all hate will end on earth. That to me kind of said, I heard chimes when I was reading it, because I like to use chimes to put the casual listener into a church setting. A lot of times when people hear chimes, they think of church bells ringing on Sunday, you know, that sort of thing. And so I let the chimes do a lot of work for me in that respect. And then as the other instruments, obviously for voice, because it was written for alto, but I've you know, it's been performed by all voices, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass, and then, of course, piano. I think originally the singer just wanted a piano vocal piece, and then I added tubular chimes and trumpet. And years ago, many, many years ago, I played trumpet for a tour in high school and an undergrad, so I wanted to add trumpet because I like the fanfare aspect that brass instruments lend to music.
Yeah.
So that's how that came about.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, and looking forward to hearing your music, as always.
All right. Thank you, and thanks to the AACI, African American Composers Initiative, tenor Othello Jefferson, who will be singing it, Judge Lodoris Cordell, and of course, Dr. Joseph Gandolfi. I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Regina.
All right, take care.
You too.